In computer news this week, my thoughts on the upcoming Facebook IPO. I don't have a Facebook page and I don't want one. I find my own private email is fine for me to communicate to my circle of friends things I am doing, projects I'm working on, places I've been, and plans for the future. I've had a web page for my business since the late 1990s. Some people are amazed that I don't have a Facebook page. How could I possibly exist without one? How could I not want to tell the world every smallest item of my life that I am doing or thinking? How could I not want to have a friend list in the hundreds or thousands? How can I have any semblance of a social life without a Facebook page? But I'm doing quite well enough without one, thank you. Back in the 1990s, when AOL was the biggest online service, and before the internet really took off, AOL had the equivalent of a Facebook-type area, and there were probably millions of people who had one of the first social media pages. When the internet really took off, MySpace emerged as one of the biggest social media pages, and then Facebook eclipsed MySpace. And I believe something will eclipse Facebook. It's just the nature of the PC world. There's always something bigger and better and trendier with more features, and people will always flock to the new technology. Google has already attempted a coup on Facebook with Google's equivalent of a social media site, and Google has many more revenue streams than Facebook. Social networking has its supporters and its critics. I've already reviewed a couple books on Robbyte from the critics. The Dumbest Generation, How the Digital Age Stupefies Young Americans and Jeopardizes Our Future by Mark Bauerlein, a professor of English at Emory University. His thesis is that young Americans today have less knowledge and lower literacy than any generation before, despite overwhelming advances in access to information via the internet. His findings are that we're facing an intellectual crisis, as the current generation is drastically uninformed about basic scientific, political, and historical facts. Instead of using the internet as a source of information, they're using the internet for self-absorbed social networking and aren't digesting knowledge online. The Cult of the Amateur, How Today's Internet is Killing Our Culture by Andrew Keen, how amateurism is celebrated and how anyone with an opinion, however ill-informed, can publish a blog, post a video, or change an entry on Wikipedia, and the distinction between trained expert and uninformed amateurs has become dangerously blurred. Andrew is coming out with a new book this May, Digital Vertigo, in which he presents today's social media revolution as the most wrenching cultural transformation since the Industrial Revolution, and argues that the social media transformation is weakening, disorienting, and dividing us rather than establishing the dawn of a new egalitarian and communal age. The tragic paradox of life in the social media age, Keen says, is the incompatibility between our internet longings for community and friendship and our equally powerful desire for online individual freedom by exposing the shallow core of social networks. Andrew Keen shows us that the more electronically connected we become, the lonelier and less powerful we seem to be. For Raw Bites, this is Frank Delaney, and Facebook free I'll be.